If this is achieved and further progress is made, when can we expect to achieve herd immunity and the full reopening of the economy? Do you know?
Yeah, most experts expect this to be September or October, but it possibly could be as soon as May or as late as next year. Obviously, the sooner the better, and especially for the economies of Florida and Orlando, Nicole. If we can achieve herd immunity and get the economy reopened by May, it'll save the summer season.
Now, last week's economic reports, they reinforced what we talked about last week, that the U.S. economy is sinking into another recession. Retail sales dropped for the third month in a row. Why has that happened? Why have sales dropped so much?
Well, it's largely because infection spiked and people have exhausted their unemployment support and CARES Act stimulus ended, and that caused sales at restaurants and personal services and hair salons and most anything face-to-face to just utterly collapse over the last 3 months.
And as a result, I read that new claims for unemployment rose again last week by 181,000, and that jumps to a total of almost a million just last week. Were there similar trends in Florida?
Yeah, unfortunately. Florida was even worse.
Ouch.
Yeah. New claims here jumped to 75,000 for the weekend January 9th. And here in Central Florida, new claims jumped to over 5,600 in Orange County, more than 1,300 in Osceola and Seminole, more than 700 in Polk, more than 500 in Volusia, over 300 in Marion. And these are real people losing their jobs, Nicole. It's just dreadful.
How are Florida's leaders addressing all these challenges?
Well, finally, after weeks of chaos, Florida's director of emergency management said on Thursday that a statewide appointment system for COVID vaccine should be ready within weeks. However, the immediate timeline for the portal wasn't even available. The design is still under discussion. When it will be made to counties is not even known. And then the system's not going to be required for them to use. So obviously, this could have been done, should have been done months ago, Nicole.
Are state leaders taking other steps?
No. It's very disappointing.
Why, I don't mean to presume, Hank, but I think I hear some pessimism about state leadership there.
Oh, God, Nicole. You know, action last week by the governor and the legislators really demonstrated their lack of focus in this crisis. For example, last Thursday, Governor DeSantis said his top legislative goal is to prevent the censorship of conservatives online by technology behemoths like Google, Facebook, and Amazon. That isn't even an issue Florida's government has the ability to control. Florida's legislators are focused on their anti-rioting bill, and they refuse to hold a special session to fix Florida's broken unemployment system or to raise much-needed money to fund state operations by joining the 48 other states that tax internet sales.
This makes my head hurt.
Mine too.
Hank, will President-elect Biden's proposed $1.9 trillion stimulus package pass Congress, and what will it do for our economy?
Yeah, the consensus is that the package will pass, or at least most of it. Certainly not $1.9 trillion, but, you know, a big package will pass. And that's because the need is so obvious with the economy falling into recession again as infection rates soar across the country. But the program, even in modified form, which is what we expect, to boost gross domestic product growth to at least 5% this year and next. So the sooner the better, Nicole.